This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
We are giants, take that.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. I wasn't quite sure what they were saying, really.
Oh, we are giants. We are giants. Oh, they are great, though. There's only one of them left, I think.
Oh, really?
No, there's three.
Oh, my God, I haven't been keeping track.
There's three, really. All right, we're going to guess.
We are very excited because now we are joined on the line by actress and musician, the fabulous Melissa Couts. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're really good. That was Take That.
Was it?
Yeah. From years ago, from the UK.
Oh,
they're on a comeback.
Wow. There you go.
Exactly. And now we're getting you on to talk about your music, though.
Yes.
Now, what is that like, getting back into the studio after, which I'm guessing there's been a bit of a break? What is it like to be back in the studio?
Yes, I recorded a track last year. I genuinely bring out, about two tracks a year. Mm-hmm. So The Key, it was great. Filmed it, recorded it in Queensland a couple of weeks ago. It's a bit different for me. It's not as dancey as some of the other stuff I've been releasing over the years.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it. It's good.
What was with that kind of change of tone? Because you're right, like it isn't as dancey. It's got a very different feel to it. It's still got a really powerful and embracing feel. But what was with the choice to make that change?
Just to do something different, I guess. Mm. And I really fell in love with the song. And it's so nice when I do a set now. It's just nice to have that track in the set because it's not as dancey and it's just a bit more poppy, a bit more radio friendly.
Yeah. Now, I guess for you then, is it lovely to be back doing music and promoting that rather than being in the cauldron that was the Housewives of Sydney?
Look, darling, it's very, very different.
Yes.
It's very different. And you know what? I just feel very fortunate that I am able to do, this crazy reality TV show, and then I'm able to go and be creative in a studio and record music and, able to present and, it's so good that I'm able to do lots of things within the industry, and I'm really grateful for that.
Well, I reckon it's due to the fact that you've been doing that for many, many years, most of your life, made you one of the ones really that was a joy to watch rather than, to get involved in every single bitch fight.
Thank you.
It was incredible. And I think you got that over more than anyone else in the reunion episode.
Oh, darling, thank you. You know what? That really means a lot to me, and I really appreciate that. And everything that I said, along the way was very true. Why I did this, show is A, I've never done reality TV. B, I
why
do
wouldn't
love
you?
The Housewives franchise. But I said to myself, I'm going to be true to myself. Yeah. I could have gone on there and I could have waved my hands around and made a complete mockery of myself and done all of that. But that wouldn't have been me.
No.
And I said, if I'm going to do reality TV and it's going to be unscripted, then I have to give them myself.
Yes. Otherwise, we would know watching,
It would have stuck out like a sore thumb. And I can't be somebody that I'm not.
No.
Not unless I'm acting and there's a script involved.
Exactly.
This was very much reality TV. What you see is what you get. some of the situations were provoked, yes, but they can only edit what you give them in the can, you know?
Exactly.
And that's the terminology we use on set for in the camera. But yes, that's all they can use. So,
and on that note, then, would you do it again?
Oh, I would. Yeah, no, I loved it. I would. I loved it more than I didn't. There were only one or two incidents where I came home and I was like, what is this crazy show?
Yeah.
But once I got a feel for it, it was really, really lovely. And look, a lot of the time when the arguments were going, I actually had a little smirk on my face. I'm being, is this real?
Yeah.
Are they real? Like, is this serious? Have I missed something here? Like,
exactly.
What is going on? Like, I was in shock most of the time. But, look, overall, I've made some wonderful friends from it, and it was an enjoyable experience. And what I really enjoyed is how much the fans enjoy it.
Yes.
Like, the feedback that, you know, I've received over the show is incredible. Like,
great.
Incredible. Yeah. So that's good.
We are going to go out on your track.
But before we do, you're also starring in a feature film that's preparing at the moment, Bore, which we saw a little bit in the Real Housewives series.
Yes.
What was that like? You know, like, that's very different to some of the stuff that we've seen you do on, well, to a lot of the stuff we've seen you do on TV. You know, East Street and Pacific Drive was still crazy storylines. But Bore seems to be something very different.
So different. It was so great to be on a film set. It is very, very different. And it's just, I get so much out of it. And it was awesome. Like, and then to do a horror film as well and to work with the amazing people that I worked with on that film, I mean, what a joy. It was awesome. It was so cool.
It must have been a lot of fun.
It was great.
Well, as Michael said, we're about to listen to your brand new single, The Key.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And
pleasure.
I mean, 25 years of a wonderful music, television, you've done so much and you keep on doing more. So we're really grateful
thanks,
to have you
guys.
Come and join
good
us.
On you.
And to keep on creating work.
Thank you so much.
It's absolutely
that's so
a joy.
Kind. Thank you. And I really appreciate your support. I really do. Thank you so much.
Good on you, darling. Lots of love.
Thanks.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks bye. For joining us. This is The Key by Melissa Katz.
Tell me.
Mad Wednesday.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right. I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty.
Mad Wednesday.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad. Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.